It's time for the first Cars with Juliet Maguire of 2020. What's the year? 2021, is it not? Is Juliet Maguire any different in 2021 than the charming, loquacious, knowledgeable thing she was in 2020? Let's ask her. Hello, Ms. Maguire.
Oh, hello, John. How are you?
I'm so sad that our lockdown level is such that you can't be sitting across from me. That's how I am.
Oh, me too. And not only because of your sparkling personality, but also because I know that the aircon is going to be perfection in that studio right now.
Not according to George, who, despite the fact that it's 30 degrees outside, is wearing a T-shirt and a long-sleeve shirt and a very thick hooded jacket.
That's where I want to be.
Yes. You've been driving the Audi Q3 Sportback. What be a Sportback?
Yes, I have been. And it's basically a coupe SUV version of the standard Q3. And the reason I wanted to speak about it, not only because I've been driving it this past week, but I find it such an interesting buy. These cars, it's quite a thing at the moment to get like a sportier looking version of a standard model or a standard SUV. BMW kicked it off a couple of years back with the X6, which is based on the X5. And then Audi's got a Q8 based on the Q7. So this Q3 is based on the standard Q3, which interestingly, it would be named Q4, but that badge has been reserved for a future electric vehicle. But it kind of boggles my mind that people want to buy these SUVs that you pay more, but you get less. Because it's got the sort of sloping roof line, you know, it kind of compromises on the rear space and on the boot. So you get a smaller boot, and I just find it quite an interesting purchase, because sometimes they're a bit more dynamic and a little bit more powerful, obviously, because of the sportier version. But this Q3 Sportback is not. It's got the same engine. It's got the same interior. In fact, nothing's different except potentially a standard sport suspension. But you're paying almost a sort of 60,000 rand difference from like the entry-level 1.4-liter to the Sportback version.
And really, the only difference is the way it looks at the back of the motor car.
You are 100% paying for the design, which I appreciate was done by a 33-year-old woman. So I love that from South Korea, but that's besides the point. I just find it's just such a... It's not impractical. You can still get, you know, kids in the back and everything, but the rear leg room is quite compromised. You have an adult in the back, you're going to knock your head. And you lose about 100 litres worth of boot space. So that is quite a lot for then spending, you know, that amount of money. I suppose if you're sitting at, and to be fair, I know you're going to love this price, John, the entry one starts at sort of 693,000 rand. So perhaps if you're in that sort of budget, you're not really too concerned about an extra 60,000.
The sports suspension, does that not justify at least part of the 60,000 rand premium?
Potentially, and maybe bigger wheels. I think these come standard with 18-inch, but you can put 19-inch. But this is going basic in these cars. This is with nothing else. No optional extras. They've got like a technology pack, which you get a bigger screen, which will cost you more. So, I mean, I get it if people are into design of cars, and it's why, and they do sell quite well. The Q8 did exceptionally well. I think probably to everybody's surprise, even because it looks so good. So I suppose that's what it is. It depends on what your needs are. If you know the BMW X2 or the Range Rover Evoque, these are all around that sort of competition here with the X3 Sportback.
Okay, so yeah.
Yeah.
But I mean, it remains a good car. It's an Audi, and that means it's a good car. So yeah,
absolutely.
Whether it's a good car, the design of which is sufficiently sexy for you to lay out 60,000 rand more than you would for the standard design, well, that's up to you. Juliet, lovely to talk to you again, and we'll do it again in 2 weeks' time. I wonder what she will be reporting on then.